joining us on the fan line from KDLT Television, also your co-host of Calling All Sports with Marco and Mike H., Mark Ovenden. Mr. O, good afternoon.
Hey, fellas, who's this?
Yeah. Okay, I've been gone. I've been gone a few times.
Craig, Mark.
How much, I mean, have you taken vacation time yet this summer?
I haven't. No.
Are you planning on heading somewhere?
I'm hoping to later in August. We got to get through our, Links and Line of Kugel Summer Golf Tour first, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I know you like to. I know you like to ski. I know you like to ski and head out to Denver once in a while.
Yep. That's obviously not something I'll be doing. Although Arapahoe Basin was open until middle of June. I could have gone out there and skied in June.
Wow.
But it's not really skiing. It's it's pretty slushy and slippery, and actually that's when you get hurt. So aside from the novelty of saying you skied in June, I don't think it would have been worth the trip.
Man, you are getting smarter the older you get. You know that?
Thank you very much. You're the first person to make that observation.
South Dakota State, Zach Zenner, no surprise on the nominee list for the Walter Payton Award. I think some big things could be coming for South Dakota State offensively this fall.
Well, I mean, this could be a great year for them. I think they're perfectly set up with all of their skill guys back. And they did well last year. And the question is, I'm just curious to see how North Dakota State's going to respond without their coach and without their athletic director. Not that that really directly affects the football players, but it affects the program. But losing your coach to me is the biggie there. And I'm really curious to see how they do with their head coach now in Wyoming.
Tubbs, you're a Bison guy. How is it going to affect him?
Yeah, I think, you can talk about Chris Kleiman being the defensive coordinator and how it's going to be a smooth transition. I'm with you, Mark. I think if there's a year that North Dakota State is set up to be caught, so to speak, this is the year with all the kids that you lost, and you lose Bowl and you lose a lot of that staff, and you get some of your kids.
You had a ton of seniors last year.
Yeah, you did. And I think this is a year that the gap in the Missouri Valley, I think it's significantly closed.
Well, and this is the year SDSU is set up to, whether Bowl was still there or not, all of their star players are at the, at the end of that career. So this is the year for their quarterback and for their star running back. And, not all of them are seniors, obviously, but Zach Zenner is certainly the key to the team, along with Austin Sumner.
Well, they lost a lot of the front line offensively, but you know what? South Dakota State has always had some pretty good linemen up there. They've had good success up there, so we wish them the best up there. When you're looking at baseball, the Twins, they're on their way to another 90-plus loss season. How do you assess the Minnesota Twins right now? How close are they to becoming a contender? Are they going to get these young kids who are on the roster maybe a year or two more of experience before they start winning?
That's hard to say, because you just never know how good some of these young guys are going to be when they actually get to the big leagues. Sometimes the guys who are unheralded in the minors turn out to be really good major leaguers. Sometimes the pressure of having all the expectations when you get to the majors after having a stellar minor league career or being a high draft pick like Buxton is. And by the way, they're one of their other star players was injured for the year, was out for the year, one of their young players, a third baseman. And so you just don't know how they'll do. I'll use the Red Sox, who are struggling, for an example, as Xander Bogaerts, who they handed the shortstop job to and said, "You're our future." And he got off to a really pretty good start, and he has been like, 5 for his last 100, and is down in the 230 range and is just, really struggling. And this is a guy who's been really good wherever he's been and doesn't know how to cope with that kind of failure. So being in the major leagues, there's just so much more expected of you. You just don't know how they're going to react. So I'd like to think, with the pieces they've got in place to be moving up into the, under the big league ball club, that the Twins ought to be pretty good within a couple of years. But you don't know.
That's the key. Couple of years. Will the fan base be ready? Will they wait it out for a couple?
Well, I think fan base doesn't have a choice. The fan base, I think, is looking to the future, and they're they're wanting the future, but they're impatient.
That's why
I
brought this. That's why I brought the stat out moments ago, Mark, that more people are attending Twins games over the last 3 years than even during the years that they won the World Series. So really, you know, management doesn't have to hurry to get the job done right now.
Well, you can't hurry a project. You can't hurry a youth-based building program either. You can't hurry that. The only way to hurry that is to go out and sign free agents and plug in, you know, three or four guys that are established major leaguers. That's the only way to hurry it. And as you've seen with the Twins, how many pitchers have they signed in the last several years that have been complete busts? And Ricky Lenat of Nolasco is the next in the list of guys.
Sidney Ponce.
Correa this year leads the majors in losses.
Maybe they should put Thielbar in the starting lineup. He's still pitching well. I saw him pitch yesterday, a couple innings.
Yeah, that's not his. I mean, he's a
reliever. He's a reliever.
Yeah, he's a middle reliever.
Right. Hey, what do you got coming up tonight on KDLT, Athlete of the Week? You still do that during the summer, don't you?
Are you kidding?
No.
No, some of us don't just take the summer off, Craig.
I'm sorry. I know.
Yeah, Craig, he's been gone for a week, and he's like, do you still do that?
Let's see. We've been doing it every single week for like 17 years. So, we still do it the summer. Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, if you can stay awake long enough to be up at 6 o'clock to watch, because I know how relaxed you are in the summertime.
I know.
Let's see. Watch the show at 6, then take a nap, then go to a late movie, and... You'll
see it again
day.
At 10.
Yeah.
Then watch it again at 10.
Huh, all right. Good. Yeah. Once is good enough, though. You don't have to watch it twice.
All right. Mark, thanks, pal. Appreciate it. I will not be talking with you.
And watch it again.
I will not be talking with you next Monday because I am on vacation.
Oh,
next
yeah.
Week.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Sorry. Appreciate the time, Mark.
See ya.
There he goes. Mark Ovenden, KDLT.